I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 588, The Square Dance of Forgiveness. Can we just say it? Forgiveness is really hard sometimes. Hard to admit that we need to ask for it, and hard to give it to others who we think don't deserve it. From the child on the playground to the CEO in the corporate office, we all struggle with forgiveness. Maybe today you might be intrigued by what I'm calling the square dance of forgiveness. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. We're able to love our neighbor and forgive our neighbor because in Christ, God has loved and forgiven us. When I'm on a trip, I love to go to church. I mean a different church than the one I pastor week to week. I want to see how other folks worship God. Last time I was in Wichita, Kansas for a conference, I went to a really, really different church for me, St. Mary's Orthodox Church, complete with chanting, cross-kissing, communion served with a spoon, priest in robes, icons, incense, the whole nine yards. One thing I recently learned about the Orthodox Church is what they call the rite of forgiveness. Christians have embraced this practice for over 1,000 years. It's held on the evening before Lent begins on the Orthodox calendar. Let me tell you what they do. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer with you that hopefully will lead us more into the square dance of forgiveness so we can love God and others even better. Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount that if you are offering your gift at the altar and there you remember your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift and first go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Well, the Orthodox take that very seriously. Here's how J.R. Briggs described it in his book, The Sacred Overlap. When one of our pastors introduced the concept of the rite of forgiveness to a gathered group one winter morning, 20 adults stood in the middle of a living room, facing each other in two lines, as if we were about to begin a square dance or a round of Christian speed dating. It was uncomfortable, and it made me squirm, and we hadn't even begun. We were invited to look into the eyes of the person standing in front of us and say, "Dear," name the person, "my brother or sister in God, please forgive me for any way that I've sinned against you." And the person was instructed to respond with, "I forgive you." Then the one who forgave was directed to turn and ask for their own forgiveness by saying, "And please forgive me for any way that I have sinned against you." And the response is, "I forgive you." J.R. writes, as we engaged in this rite, all of us drew on our courage. Each interaction felt deeply vulnerable, yet was always followed by a warm, welcomed, and welcoming embrace. Then we all took one step to the right, faced a different person, and engaged in the practice once more. We circulated the room until each of us had spent time reconciling with everyone else in the room. By the end of that sacred experience, many of us were locked in extended embraces, some whispering, "Thank you," and others grabbing tissues and wiping tears. So, podcast family, here's the great question. As you think about the Orthodox rite of forgiveness, who would need to be in your circle? See their faces. Imagine going through this experience with them. Let's pray using the Compline Prayer of Forgiveness as our prayer today. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault in thought and word and deed, in what we have done and what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 589. And in the meantime, a little bit more from J.R. He writes, "It's deeply moving and freeing to admit that we are sinners, to admit that our sin has hurt others, and to be forgiven for our wrongdoing. The rite of forgiveness is a slow, soul-cleansing square dance of relinquishment, asking for forgiveness and extending forgiveness to others sets us on the path of congruent living. Podcast family, maybe it's time for our own version of the square dance of forgiveness.